The sound of Oklahoma City musician Askance defies easy categorization. It's electronic music, but computers are just a tool that producer Ben Hill uses to find, make, layer, and manipulate every sound he can imagine.
I get a lot of ideas just throughout the day, biking around, or a lot of times usually when I'm taking showers for some reason, that's like a zone, and I just hear sounds or even like whole song structures in my head, and I try to realize that.
As the brain behind Askance, Hill combines the sounds of birds and flutes with both acoustic and electric beats on tracks like this one, Growing Comfortable, Uncomfortable. He self-produces under a label he calls Casita Records, a reference to the travel trailer on his grandmother's property, where he began layering the sounds he heard around him.
I would just take a tape player out into the woods and then just leave it there for a long time and like come back later and pick it up and listen to the whole thing, which would be like 45 minutes of forest noise, and then just pick out my favorite parts.
For Hill, music is just like any art form. It takes hours to develop the skills to make something sound effortless.
Nothing survives the process. It's usually like I have an idea, I make it, and then I think about ways I could take that idea further.
When Hill finishes a track, he packs up his gear and goes to whatever living room, record store, or small music club will give him and his collaborators space on their floor to perform. The tags on the Casita Records webpage describe the music as electronic, down-tempo, and experimental, but that doesn't capture it entirely. When Askew, the live iteration of Askance heard here playing a song called Candor, performs, it feels like jazz at some points and new age at others. During his performances, Hill continually makes eye contact with people in the crowd, making sure they're connecting with what he's creating in front of them.
I can just see that people are engaged with me and what I'm doing. You just kind of know that, like, oh, I should make this part longer, or I should like suddenly change it up now, because it's just part of this journey that we're on.
When performing live, Hill says everything is intuitive. He gets lost in the moment and in the sounds emerging from his equipment. It's easy to move from one piece to the next. Everything is seamless. He loses sense of time.
If it's going well, then it's just kind of bliss, you know. It's something that you're just into, totally in that moment. Kind of like a meditation, or almost like a dream.
Ben Hill has developed his own style over his years of producing, and he tries to make music that's new and different. He wants to create something that other musicians will think is interesting.
I'm really trying to be aware of everything that's been done in that genre and think about ways in which it could be done interesting or different. And that's hard, to make a song that isn't boring, that doesn't just like do exactly what I think it's gonna do.
Hill spends 40 to 50 hours per week working on music. He records himself playing instruments and old records, and then digitizes the sounds and manipulates them in computer programs like Ableton. Music is the 25-year-old's true passion, but he doesn't have any delusions about the difficulty of making a living from it.
It'd be sweet, but I don't bank on it happening, and I don't feel entitled to it happening or something. I think that would just make me bitter.
When he's not producing music, Hill works as a pedicab driver, transporting tourists around in what could be described as a bike-drawn carriage. Despite the odds and his degree with honors in economics, he plans to continue making music.
You make it as long as you feel compelled to make it and inspired. And so even if you're an accountant, you're still making music because you like to do it.
Ben Hill has a collaboration with fellow musicians Sardash and Lane Bergeron called Harpa. They're going on tour to California and the Pacific Northwest in January. Hill says he's not sure when he'll be back. He says Oklahoma City's small electronic music scene is starting to make him claustrophobic. For Assignment Radio, I'm Sarah Hurd.